I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The shadow of the Vietnam War still hangs over those who served in it and the whole country itself. As part of addressing some of the healing that's still needed, Vietnam veteran Mark Waskowitz and Lee Jones have produced a four-part project called Vietnam, An Interview, based on Mark's experiences in photography during the Vietnam War. The film component, a documentary called Tripwire, will screen as part of the Oregon Independent Film Festival in Eugene September 19th to 21st and in Portland on September 22nd to 26th. Lee Jones is here with me in the KLCC studios. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Well, Tripwire follows the personal stories of Mark Waskowitz and his company mates through a few tours of duty over there. It doesn't seem to draw any lessons or offer any morals. It just tells those stories. Why that approach to making this film?
When Mark and I got together on this project, we agreed that the only way we were going to be able to work together was to tell nothing but the truth as we saw it. We weren't going to engage in politicizing or offering any opinions about the story. We were just going to use Mark's photographs and the original music and the interviews that he subsequently made to tell the story of what it was like being in Vietnam. That's all we wanted to do.
So which aspects of the stories of these men did you find it important to tell as you got to know who they were?
We were able to touch on the arrival, kind of what the day-to-day grind was like, what it was like being out on the roads, what it was like getting a Dear John letter, because half of the guys in the film actually got them, you know, so they're all talking about the shared experiences. And then Mark spent his second tour out in the bush, and so we have a whole different set of experiences, actual combat out there, and we have enough humorous anecdotes and stories and music, you know, that's kind of upbeat thrown in through the film, that it's not a harrowing experience for a lot of veterans. I mean, they're enjoying seeing it because it is the everyday thing. And we get to see these guys in their everyday environment being 18 and 19-year-olds.
We would all gather in a bunker, sit on top when the weather was really nice, or sit inside with candles, sitting and talking.
And if we weren't filling sandbags, we had times that we would sit around and guys would talk about their families.
Sometimes there would be card playing if we had enough candles and the sergeant didn't want us to put them all out.
I think camaraderie was one of the more interesting aspects of the film to me, because we always think of war as division, and it primarily is. But war was also exhibited to be a strong human bond that brought people together in these small ways despite the large horrors.
The overarching story is that, yeah, the guys who arrived in country together and fought together, that bond is, that's what the song, No One Knows Except For You. There's like no way to replicate that kind of intense experience where you've got guys around you who ostensibly are going to save your life if they need to, and vice versa with you.
The camaraderie and the feeling of how deep an intimacy could be achieved with a fellow human being, I don't think I've ever forgotten.
No one knows how this feels. In the jungle, every step is a wager with the devil. No one knows except for you.
What do you want the film to communicate to those who did not serve in Vietnam?
I think Vietnam veterans on the whole, including the 80 or 90,000 who have already committed suicide, have done more processing of their experience in Vietnam than those of us who weren't there. I think there's still so much unresolved angst around that era.
What would you draw from this project that you would like to see society remember as other conflicts unfold?
It's hard to say. I think people pay a lot of lip service to veterans. Everybody honors veterans. You know, every football game, you have some veterans trotted out and stuff, and they all get clapped for and whatnot. But the hard work is, you know, face-to-face. If you want to make a difference, engage.
Well, what aspects of this project are important to you that we have not yet talked about?
I love the music in this so much because I did not want to write this music, and I made myself write this music. I made myself engage with this project because I didn't want to. So the music just blows me away.
How do you think this project has changed you in the end from all your participation for now decades?
It's basically made me notice when I'm leaping into a judgment stereotype. Just drop your stereotypes. Every stereotype is wrong. That's become my motto.
Lee Jones, producer with Mark Waskowitz of the documentary film Tripwire, following the personal stories of Waskowitz and his fellow Marines through tours of duty in Vietnam. The film will screen at Broadway Metro in Eugene as part of the Oregon Independent Film Festival, which runs September 19th through 21st, before also screening in Portland. For more information on Vietnam and Interview, the multi-part project, including the film, vietnaminterview.com. Also see OregonIndependentFilmFest.com. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.